You're looking at the world's first living robots.
It allows us to shape the metal into these interesting structures, but it also holds the structure in place.
The technology is getting closer to the development of new liquid metals.
Imagine a jet airliner with a pilot that never gets tired, never makes mistakes, never shows up to work with a hangover.
Skynet is the virus. It's the reason everything's falling apart.
Here's a cheetah robot that's running with a galloping gait. This is Spot, a new generation of robot. And here's a bigger robot that's got such good locomotion using its legs that it can go in deep snow. This is about 10 inches.
You're like a machine underneath, right? But sort of alive that side.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Skynet defense system.
We're in.
Now activated.
Skynet fully operational, processing at 60 teraflops a second.
In 3 years, Cyberdyne will become the largest supplier of military computer systems. All stealth bombers are upgraded with Cyberdyne computers, becoming fully unmanned. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th. In a panic, they try to pull the plug.
To the development of new liquid metals.
This is Spot, a new generation of robot. Here's a cheetah robot that's running with a galloping gait.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
I am inevitable. Why can't you just accept it?
Because we're human.
You are nothing but a relic from a deleted timeline.